Now your letters, and from Chapel Hill, North Carolina, Charlie Berry writes, I enjoyed the piece on the re-release of George Harrison's All Things Must Pass. I enjoyed hearing the songs and learning more about the making of the album and the context of George's music within his beliefs and popular culture. However, the piece ended on a decidedly down note when the author couldn't resist throwing in a gratuitous slam at Paul McCartney, saying Harrison had written songs of spirituality instead of silly love songs. When will supposedly knowledgeable music people give up on bashing old Paul? Yes, Paul has made some clinkers, and some of his pop music is bubblegummy, but he has produced a lot of very good music in his post-Beatle career, especially his light classical pieces. It's too bad Paul has taken this kind of criticism to heart and feels the need to defend his place in music. I like to compare Paul to George and Ira Gershwin, and he doesn't come out too bad in the comparison. Jerry Lerma of Paloma, California writes, in her report on Italy's observance of the 100th anniversary of the death of Giuseppe Verdi, reporter Silvia Pagioli mentioned that an aria from Verdi's opera Nabucco had become Italy's unofficial national anthem. In a patriotic spirit, I wrote out the words of the aria at an Italian chat room, which I frequent. This innocent gesture generated much controversy and enraged many of my fellow chatters. It turns out that the aria Va Pensiero is the anthem of the Northern League, a right-wing political party which advocates the economic and political separation of the northern regions from the rest of Italy. On the upside, I did learn some colorful Italian insults and curses to add to my vocabulary. Grazie, Silvia. And this from Becky Miller of Moscow, Idaho. Thank you for your report today about the restoration of Bernard Greenhouse's Stradivarius cello. The emotion in the voices of Greenhouse and of the luthier was moving and vivid. Those of us who are lucky enough to own old stringed instruments, even if they're not on that level, understand that we are merely the caretakers of these wonderful objects. They will outlast us if we care for them. I wish we as a society would learn to extend this attitude to other artifacts, like our old buildings, and to our precious and irreplaceable natural habitat. Your letters should be sent to Weekend Edition Sunday Letters, National Public Radio, 635 Massachusetts Avenue, Northwest, Washington, D.C., 20001, and our email address is wesun@npr.org.